This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
As a new mum, it can be very hard to combine work and motherhood. In fact, a new survey by Nestle has found that only 46% of mums feel they have a good work-life balance. Well, it's one of the reasons that many mums are attracted to the idea of starting up a small home-based business so they can be at home with their kids but still contribute to the family income and have an interest outside of their children. Melinda Chu is the proprietor of Heartsong Creations, an online business that sells organic Christian baby clothes. It's a bit of a specialist business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thanks for having me on, Katrina. It's something that the seed was planted about 7 years ago. It just came about because my friend, who's a Christian, had her first baby, and I was looking for a special, unique, but meaningful and practical gift. So,
yep, that's a tall order. Yep.
So I thought clothing. I thought, it'd be nice if there's some Christian clothing I could get her. So I looked in the local Christian store. I couldn't find anything that really grabbed me. The things that were there kind of looked a bit $2 shop, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. A bit tacky.
Yeah, a little bit. And so I went to another just normal clothing store and I found a little Noah's Ark design. I thought, that's the closest thing I think I'm going to find that's kind of Christian-ish. So that sort of got me thinking, why isn't there any Christian baby clothing businesses out there?
Mm. So that kind of planted the seed.
It did.
But then you went on to have children. So tell us about your kids. How many kids do you have?
Well, I've got two. Oliver is the eldest. He's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And Jasmine is my youngest and she's just turned one.
Wow. So you're really still in that little baby stage.
Yes.
And so did you start this business virtually from the minute that you had kids?
Well, virtually. Within Oliver's first year, I started getting more pressure from my employer to go back full time because I went after just 3 months, I went back part time and also worked from home with that. So they were flexible at the start and then they started wanting me to come in more days in the office, and my job had a lot of meetings.
So there was always that sort of demand for you to be there.
Yeah, because I was in business publishing. And my particular role was in product development, so there was quite a lot of meetings involved with that. And but it also enabled me to know how to do business plans, how to work out, do SWOT analysis to see if an idea would actually work. So I kind of used what I learned from that job to apply to this business idea about whether, I could actually get this going.
Yeah, right. And so did you have to do much research into the market before you started?
Yeah, so all those years ago when I had this idea about Christian baby clothing, I spoke to other mums and I said, what do you think about this idea? And all the Christian mums I spoke to said, that would be an excellent idea. That's the type of thing that I would buy for presents. And I thought, that's good. So it's not just me.
Yeah.
Who thinks this is, there's a gap in the market here.
And what steps did you then have to take to actually get your business established?
Well, for me, going into children's clothing is not the kind of background I've had before. Hmm. So my grandfather had built a business out of importing and exporting textiles, and that included children's clothing.
Oh, so you had a good resource there then?
Yes. Well, he was quite ill by the time I decided to get this going, and I couldn't really talk to him about it much. Unfortunately. But I was encouraged by his determination because he came over during the Second World War when the Japanese invaded China, and he came over with just £6 in his pocket.
From China? Is that where he came from?
China. And so he built his business from scratch into, multi-million dollar business. So I was really encouraged by his determination. And I lived with him while I was growing up, actually. And he used to work longer hours than me, and he was approaching 80.
Oh, wow.
So I was, I guess, partly influenced by his determination.
So you had a belief that it could be done. And then what did you, once you had decided to go full steam ahead, what were the actual steps you had to take?
Right. Well, I had to look into, how do you get a clothing business started? And when I started doing research, I found disturbing information about how conventional cotton is grown and the effect that has, on the environment, but also human health. And, you know, the recent President's Cancer Panel report has shown that families and, you know, farmers who work with cotton and other crops as well, like including food, if they use the pesticides and the chemical fertilizers, which the great majority do, they have a higher incidence of cancer and a high incidence of leukemia in children. So, yeah, there's now a very strong link there between cancer and environmental toxins. So before I came across this information, I had heard little bits of information about that, and I had myself a sneaking suspicion about it. Mm-hmm. So I decided to have organic cotton baby clothing.
So one of the big issues for you was actually having to source that product and all that sort of
thing.
So
then that was the next problem. How do I find an organic cotton clothing manufacturer? And that took quite a while.
Mm.
And to find, you know, reputable ones, not just ones that say they're organic, but they're not really.
Okay. And then you would have had the design aspect as well.
Yes.
So did you do the designs or you?
I had all the inspiration for the designs, which I'd sketched over the years. And then I wasn't qualified as a designer, so I worked with other designers to put to life my ideas.
So really this is just even before you get a product, let alone setting up the actual store. There is a lot of work that goes in before you're ever going to see a dollar back, isn't
there? That's right.
Yeah. And so have you had to do any sort of study or retraining on the whole business side of things?
Not really. I mean, I do recommend the small business part of New South Wales government. They provide a website and support for small business. I do recommend going to that if any mums out there are looking to start a small business.
Oh, okay. Does that list certain steps you should need to take about registering your business name and that kind of thing?
Yep. They go through steps on how to start up a business and how to research into your area. They also provide training. So there's free seminars you can go to.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
And so has this path, Melinda, after all this, I guess, work and effort, it has taken probably quite a lot of effort to get it all going.
Mm.
Has it given you in the end a better work-life balance for you and your family?
That's a good question.
Is it easier to manage, you know, the work with the children?
It is. And it's also harder because you work from home. Anyone will tell you when you work from home, people don't really think you're working when you're at home. So they still, you know, drop in and think you're free when you're not really free.
The phone rings and friends want to have a chat and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's great that I can fit that into my life too, but at the same time, it's hard to have the boundary there that you need.
Do you find that work then eats into all your spare time? You know, does it pop up on weekends and things as well?
Mostly, yeah. Whenever the kids are sleeping, I'm at the computer or, you know, doing things.
But that said, is it easier for you to, for example, take a day off if a child's sick or to schedule your meetings around
definitely.
Your children's needs?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you recommend it for other mums then?
I don't think starting a business is for everyone. I'll say that from the start. There's just a lot of work involved, a lot more than you think will be involved.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily going to give you that more time with kids. I think it just depends what kind of business you start and how much support you have. Because, childcare is a factor.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that too, about how supportive your, say, husband and extended family have been in terms of taking on some of the load.
Yeah. Well, I've been very fortunate in having a supportive husband and supportive family. So they do occasionally, you know, babysit. And my husband can occasionally take a day off to look after the kids if I need to be out all day. So, it's very important, I think. Unless you have that support, it's impossible.
Okay. Look, I wish you all the best with that, and thank you for sharing a little bit of your story today. And maybe there's someone listening who has a particular passion that they want to pursue, and you might have helped to inspire them that it is possible.
Mm. Thank you, Katrina.
You're very welcome. That's Melinda Chu. She's the proprietor of Heartsong Creations. We've been talking about starting up a home-based business while you take care of your kids. Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.